time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, Tobin and Leroy, 560 WQAM. Catch us on YouTube and Twitch.
Odyssey yes, app. Sir.
Leroy, before we get to any headlines, I do have to let people know about the fine things we will be giving away this week. Classic rock bands Styx and Foreigner will be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm this Friday. You can win yourself in by going to WQAM.com/contest and enter online. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation. In addition to that, Sarah Silverman is bringing her post-mortem tour to the Fillmore in Miami Beach this coming January. Keep listening to us for details on how you can win tickets. This is a Live Nation show.
You know who Sarah Silverman is the producer for?
Oh, don't tell me. Two Broke Girls.
Yep.
Yes. Also, you know she was relationship? I don't know if she was married. She was in a relationship with Jimmy Kimmel. Did you know that?
Was she?
Yeah, I think.
And the girl from Two Broke Girls, she was in Thor.
Oh, well, what role did she play?
She was the sidekick of
I got you.
Scientist.
She wasn't the evil sister, was she?
No.
Leroy, let's go ahead and get to some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
So, I mentioned this right before we got off. There was something that happened this weekend that we actually hadn't had a chance to cover, and it involves someone you may be vaguely familiar with. I'm not sure how much your paths cross, but I'm sure at the very least you guys may have shared the field once or twice. Terrell Davis.
Yeah.
Terrell Davis, Hall of Famer, Broncos running back.
Mm-hmm. Hall of Famer, he had a very short career.
Yeah, which is, you know, surprising that he was able to make it in. And I mean, he was good.
I think he had 2,000, that's why.
And a Super Bowl championship doesn't hurt.
You know? Two.
Wow.
I think he had two.
Maybe. I believe you.
He was there the whole time with John Elway, so.
Yeah, it makes sense. Let's see. Terrell Davis, Super Bowls, two. 98,
yeah.
99.
Yep.
Beautiful. And he has he's one of only eight running backs to have rushed for more than 2,000 yards in a season. Seven seasons in the NFL.
That's it. Well,
that was quick.
Here.
Yeah.
The kicker is O.J. did it in 14 games.
Nah, that's crazy. No one will ever compete with that one. That's crazy.
Also, well, I'm surprised nobody's broken the record.
That's Dickerson who's still holding.
Dickerson is 2105.
Yeah.
But who owns the record for most yards rushing in a professional football season?
In a professional football season. That tells me that it may not be NFL because of the way that you said it. Record for the most rushing yards in a professional season.
You want a hint?
Yeah, let me get a hint.
He played NFL football and was part of one of the biggest trades in football that sent one team to a dynasty.
All right, let me make some guesses.
Okay.
And this is gonna be, you know, I'm just throwing things out there. Marcus Allen.
Nope.
No, okay.
Was traded, but nope. Yeah. I don't think he was traded. I think he just went to.
Okay.
Kansas City.
Bo Jackson.
Nope. Career wasn't long enough.
Career wasn't long enough. Okay, okay. Not, okay, and this is a trade, not professional. Man, I'm going to know. You're going to say it. I'm going to be like, oh, of course.
How many yards?
Yeah.
It was like 2,400.
Okay. I don't think it's this person, but I feel like it's someone historical around this side. So I'll say Gale Sayers.
Nope.
All right. Who is it? Most rushing yards one season in professional football history.
Herschel Walker.
Herschel.
Remember, Walker. He was part of the biggest trade.
Herschel
Walker. That got all those draft picks. He got drafted from Dallas to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then Dallas used all them picks to then become a dynasty.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. They ran the 90s.
The USFL. You can pull it up.
USFL. Yeah, looking at it right now.
Yeah.
What, Heisman Trophy winner award. What you said it was the USFL?
Yeah.
USFL season.
Because remember, that was I knew a lot of guys that got drafted in the first round twice.
Yeah.
Because they went to the USFL, then when it folded, they went back into the NFL draft.
And then got drafted
again.
Wow. Wow. He in his 2-year career, which is quite impressive. Oh, 3 years. Sorry. 3-year career, over 5,000 yards rushing. That one season, yes, he had 2,400. And that was his final season there, too. Yeah. 2,400 yards rushing. But the first two weren't bad either. You know, a solid 1,800 the first season, 1,300 the second season. That last season, though,
the way he had, season he was banged up.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely says that he didn't have that many carries in comparison to the other. He had upwards of 400 carries in the other ones. That one season he was banged up, he only had 293. So, but if you add in the receiving yards for that one season in 85 that he was with the Generals, he had 2,400 yards rushing, about 400 yards receiving, and a total of 22 touchdowns that year. So you're talking about 2,800 yards. Yeah. And
you're considered elite if you have 2,000.
Yeah. No, for sure. Like, right. Top of the
top. No, I'm talking about 2,000, like, rushing, receiving.
Yeah, combined, for sure. And right. He did that just rushing. And then receiving, he had another 400 in there. At that point, I mean, that's just whatever he's able to give you in the receiving game, it's just a bonus.
Guess who owned the Generals?
Who owned the Generals? Oh, don't tell me. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, back to this Terrell Davis story. I'm going to go ahead and read this because this is something that I find completely bizarre. And it has to do with United Airlines. Did you hear about this story by any chance?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Nice.
Because Terrell Davis is a pretty laid-back dude. He ain't getting caught up in all the, you know what I mean?
Correct. Right. I've never heard of anything, you know, crazy. Family man, for the most part. So this is a statement that he released a day ago. And it says, quote, "I am still in shock over the traumatizing events that occurred Saturday aboard United flight from Denver to Orange County with my wife, two sons, and daughter." So full family there. "During the beverage service, my son politely requested a cup of ice. The flight attendant either didn't hear or ignored his request and continued past our row," which happens, you know, from time to time. You may get them when they're looking left, looking right. Completely understand. Therefore, as a parent, you do what you need to do to make sure your child gets what they need. So he goes on to say, "I calmly reached behind me and lightly tapped his arm to get his attention to again ask for a cup of ice for my son. His response and the events that followed should stun all of us. He shouted, 'Don't hit me,' and left the cart to hurriedly approach the front of the plane. I was confused, as were the passengers in front of me who witnessed the exchange. I thought nothing of it other than this particular employee was incredibly rude and blatantly wrong in his accusations of me hitting him. I did not see or interact with him further for the duration of the flight. As we landed in Orange County, the pilot asked all passengers to remain seated. 6 FBI and law enforcement agents boarded the plane. The FBI agents and local authorities proceeded to directly to my seat and immediately placed me in handcuffs while seated and without any explanation in front of my wife and children while the entire flight of passengers watched in silence. I was then removed from the flight while being recorded by multiple passengers as I was paraded off the plane in handcuffs by the officers. I was and remain humiliated, embarrassed, powerless, and angry. During questioning, it was rightfully determined by the agents that this flight attendant was inaccurate in his accusations, and the agents profusely apologized, even offering to support me and my family in any way possible. I have yet to hear anything from United Airlines. The traumatizing experience of my two sons, my daughter, and my wife watching me be placed in handcuffs without due process or any explanation cannot be undone. At this very moment, not even 48 hours later, we as a family are having hard conversations with each other about what transpired and to answer the many questions my children have. I refuse to stand by without speaking out or discussing this disgusting display of injustice and deplorable treatment by United Airlines. My legal team will be in contact with United Airlines. That was his statement that he released a day ago via Instagram. And you know, I'm also seeing the story here covered on TMZ Sports. Essentially just seems like he was on a plane, asked for ice, touched the guy. The guy kind of took it incorrectly and resulted in him, you know, being in that horrible situation.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
If you react like that, you had a problem before.
Yeah, there's something.
You see what
there.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like if somebody tap you on the shoulder you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to overreact.
As opposed to someone
so
who...
There is something else, right?
Yeah.
That he had a problem with.
Yeah.
That might be the reason why he ignored the kid in the first place.
Absolutely. You know,
see what I'm saying?
And there's many of options. You know, of course, the one that probably comes to mind immediately is this guy racist? Was the guy just being
right.
racist?
Right. And but here's the other thing. That the fact that United Airlines hasn't said anything.
Yes.
Right?
Not because directly here, to him at the very least.
Let me tell you why they're not saying anything.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that they apologize in a way that doesn't give him the ability to sue them for admitting they were wrong.
Yeah, that doesn't validate the point
right.
that I think he's kind of going
right.
on. As for United Airlines and its apology to Davis this week, it said it would remove the flight attendant in question from duty while we closely review this matter. So it's not necessarily agreeing with either side or, you know,
so
confirming.
But he said the flight attendant came out and apologized.
No.
That he overreacted.
No, the flight attendant never apologized. The agents, the FBI agents who arrested him apologized once they realized that this guy's tripping.
And that's what it took. It took six FBI agents. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Let's review. Normally, in a situation like that,
yep.
If it was that serious, the plane would touch down right away.
For sure. If it was
right?
like, yeah. For
but they continued onto the flight.
Correct.
Landed in their destination.
Yep.
And then SWAT had to come and get him?
Yeah, FBI agents apparently.
FBI agents?
Yeah.
And they couldn't just escort him off, right?
And no one recognized
him. They had to handcuff him.
Yeah, handcuff
right.
him at his seat in front of his
right.
children, his wife. That's something
right.
that's going to stay with you forever. You know, that's
but,
not
but
something.
It's not just that, dude. Like, what did this guy?
Yeah.
What this representative of United?
Yep.
Tell them. That would lead them to believe.
Yeah, true.
That they had to come in like SWAT because they don't have the story. They're not asking questions. They're only getting one side of the story. And from the way that works is if an airline call and say we got an issue, right?
Yep.
They probably not lying.
No, correct. Now, the statement goes on to say, I demand a thorough and proper investigation into the flight attendant who blatantly lied and placed undue harm on me and my family. These lies and the ensuing events have the capacity to tarnish the reputation I've spent decades building, and this person should not be able to do this again to anyone in the future.
So he'll get fired.
Oh yeah, definitely get fired.
But now you know what would make you feel good?
What's that?
Some money. You ain't getting off. No, you ain't getting off that cheap.
Nope. No, are you simply firing the guy? He deserved to be fired. You're not doing anything for me by firing the guy that deserved to be fired. Now I need some competition.
Oh my goodness.
What happened? Is it the comments?
Tobin.
Well, what'd he say?
He sent me a picture of Jalen Phillips running straight line.
Okay. All right. Well, when we come back in hour two, we will check out those images or videos that Tobin is sending in regards to Jalen Phillips. And is there a new contestant in contention for the top uniform in Miami sports? We have a new entry, Leroy. I'll provide you with the picture. You determine where this ranks in the hierarchy of Miami sports uniforms. That and more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Easy no, no need to go down. Easy no, no need to go down. Rock that, run that, this away from. Easy no, no need to go down.
Uh-oh. I feel like I need to do that TikTok dance.
Bam, 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 bam.
This song was hot. I didn't understand a word she was saying.
No, like, I don't even know. Like, it could be Portuguese. Sometimes I hear Portuguese and I'm like, is this Spanish? What are we doing here? I can't really even tell. And then I realize
that's what I. It took me. I have friends who are Cuban.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand somebody, and I asked them, and they said, that's Portuguese. I don't know that.
It sounds like, right.
And I felt bad because I brought them as a representative. I got Cuban friends.
Yeah.
Hold on. I can't understand that. Right?
You know that's the equivalent to I got black friends.
Yeah.
And then it's like, this guy's speaking another language. I don't know Creole. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. So, Tobin sent me.
Yes.
And it's David Ferones.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Phillips workout post. He ran a straight line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, science is marvelous.
Science is marvelous indeed.
Can I please?
What?
Dude, like, I love.
Why don't you think that he's making a miraculous comeback, though? Like,
this is not miraculous.
Why?
Just because you can run a straight line in 8 months?
Yeah, that's good.
It doesn't mean you can play football, though.
Okay, no one's saying he can play football yet.
Tobin is!
But, no. Tobin's saying he'll be ready by week one.
Right. Because he ran a straight line in July.
But you saw that ladder drill, too, and that was cool.
here's what the dum-dums don't get that I'm trying to break down for you.
Mm.
Why did he do it barefoot?
Why did he do it barefoot? That's a good question. Do you have the answer?
I'm going to tell you why.
Yes, please.
So he doesn't grip and twist his Achilles. Huh. So the foot gives.
Hmm.
So you do a lot of these drills, getting the work in, but not getting so much traction you could tear it again. He's not anywhere. He can't do these drills with shoes on.
Hmm.
And when you run a straight line, he's not getting in a three-point stance and exploding. He's just kind of gradually getting into it. That's not football.
Okay, now it's not football. But you don't think in 2 months it could be football? If he's doing stuff like this now, you don't think he can strengthen to whatever he needs to in 2 months?
Dude.
When's the first one? When's the first week? Week one.
September 13th? September 7th?
Week 5.
Fifth.
Oh, no. That's the, what's that, the Hall of Fame game? Is that what that is?
No, that's not the Hall of Fame game.
Can't be, right?
That's Thursday.
Oh, the Thursday kickoff. That's right.
Is the fifth, and then the eighth is the starting.
Correct.
Okay. So let me explain something.
You don't think by September 8th he can pull this off?
No, dude.
All right, September
9th. I don't think you guys understand how serious an Achilles tear is.
No, man. modern science.
He's doing for a guy that spends most of his time exploding off of that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, you can play a position where you can kind of ease into it.
Huh. So you're saying
when he gets on the field, he's going to be on a three-point stance or standing up rushing the passer. So he's going to have to put all of his weight on that foot, on that Achilles.
Hmm.
So you can't just because he run a straight line don't mean he's ready for that.
But the ladder drills too. Remember the ladder drills?
Again, barefoot.
Yeah.
Barefoot, so he doesn't get a lot of traction, but he can still get some of the work in.
Hmm.
Dude, oh.
I don't like this. Luis Benito says, Phillips is nowhere near. Look at his Achilles leg. All the muscle is gone. Is that true? Is that true?
It's you're going to have a lot of atrophy because you're not putting the same amount of weight on it. But, like, dude, like, stop. You guys are being ridiculous with this.
So when do you think realistically he would be back playing football? Obviously, there's going to be time for him to be
I would say
good, but
if it's a remarkable recovery,
yeah,
middle of October.
Remarkable would be middle of October. Oh, that's good. You're giving me so much time. According to David Fiorones.
But I would say to be safe,
yeah,
around Thanksgiving.
He says that he couldn't walk 4 months ago.
Right!
But now look at him. He's doing ladder drills.
But if you can't walk, think of the atrophy on that leg.
Yeah.
That's on the true. Calf. Okay, listen. Yeah. Think about this.
Can't put any pressure on that.
Most Achilles tears start off with what? A calf strain. Because your calf isn't strong enough. So if you haven't been able to walk, that means you ain't put no kind of pressure on that calf. You can't just start jumping and running around if your calf is not there yet. Because that is one of the supporters of that Achilles.
Cap for Life believes JP will be back week 8, perhaps.
And when is week 8? Middle of October and beginning of November.
Probably even further. Yeah. Beginning of November, yeah.
Right. That,
I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that.
Who cares? It's an injury. It ain't he feels like I'll just come back then.
Nah, you guys don't believe. You got to believe sometimes.
I believe. I believe 100%. That's why I'm telling y'all this.
Yeah.
Like, you like.
But you said it yourself. We don't know how severe the tear was. What if it wasn't that? It was like a minuscule tear.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Based on the information that we have so far.
Yeah.
Based on what we've seen him do. Right?
Yep.
He's not doing any cutting with shoes on.
Yeah.
So that means he's trying to get work in without putting any real pressure on the turning or twisting of that Achilles.
Dade South says that he says it was a rupture. Is that better or worse?
No, rupture is totally torn.
Ah, damn it. I thought that was better rupture than a tear. Rupture. Yeah. I thought that was better for some reason. I was like, oh, look, not fully torn, just ruptured.
But here's what I would say.
Like fractured.
With knee injuries?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better if you have a full tear than a partial tear. Because then you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I've heard that.
But I don't know with Achilles, dude. Achilles is a tough thing.
Technology changes.
Every time somebody says, listen to me. Every time somebody says to me,
yeah,
oh, he's out with a calf strain. What did I tell you? Be careful.
Achilles, yep.
Be careful.
Yep.
Well, but for you guys to just, like, think about this.
He's doing so well.
This is what Tobin brings to the table.
Yep.
I had dead foot. That's his instruction of injury. He never had a broken bone.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Which we found out this is actually dead foot. This is Messi's foot from the Copa America final.
That ain't what Tobin had.
No, that's actual dead foot right there.
Oh, remember the Brett Favre when his whole leg was black and blue?
My God.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, you don't understand what guys play with.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm telling you, Achilles is of all the injuries to have at that position, the Achilles is one of the tougher because guess what? Your get off is predicated on said Achilles.
Yeah.
So you got to be extra careful. If you bring him back too soon, he go out there and get hyped up for a game and go to explode off of that thing and re-tear it, then what? Everybody's going to say, why'd you bring him back so soon?
Yeah, true.
So
I am kind of worried that I've heard nothing from Chubb.
And he's a young player. Even more so to take your time.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If he gets re-injured and then his contract is up, what are you going to do?
Not
see what I'm saying?
He ain't getting that bag from me.
So you think he's going to come back and risk it?
No, but I just think he's Iron Man. And I don't mean Iron Man as in Robert Downey Jr. I mean Iron Man as in...
He can be Iron Man all he wants.
Yeah.
But that Achilles ain't going to allow him to do nothing until he's ready.
All right. Well, I guess we'll keep monitoring. Leroy says end of October, early November. Earliest.
And that'd be a quick recovery.
Yeah. I mean, less than a year at that point. Because it was Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And he messed it up.
So, like, that'll be 11 months.
Impressive.
And then guess what?
Yeah.
And then when he comes back, he's going to be limited.
Yeah, he's got to get back to game speed and stuff like that. But
well, not even that. They're going to limit the amount of plays he plays.
Yep.
Because you don't want to. You don't know. He's going to the way they're going to wrap it. He's going to look like he's hobbling because they're going to try to protect it. Like, man, stop it with that. I mean, even when Adrian Peterson came back with his knee. He still didn't look right. He still was running funny.
Yeah.
Even though he ran for 2,000.
Crazy, though. Crazy he was able to come
right.
back.
But he didn't look. He was still wobbling a little bit. He had all of the, but they had to wrap it up. They wanted to protect it. So he didn't look like Adrian Peterson, but he was still good to go.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say
that's the knee, though. It's not an Achilles.
Well, I think Jalen Phillips is going to set the new precedent in regards to Achilles recovery. Okay. He's going to have a great season because he's coming back week one.
Okay.
All right, well, now, when we come back, Leroy, we are going to rank the top uniforms in South Florida sports new contestant has entered the bunch. Want your opinion on this and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
I've been watching you a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Come on, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Hey, standing across.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out, Leroy in here holding down the fort. Yep. Jay Fig in the background there holding down the video controls.
Not 12 o'clock yet.
Nope, not 12 o'clock yet, which is going to be significant today for two reasons. One of them being Jay Fig will make her appearance, and the second one being Dan Day is actually going to take over for me from noon to 2.
Frog boy.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
You got to bring in a closer sometimes, you know? I missed the first six innings. You know, I need a closer.
What are we doing?
Man, I need a closer in. And unfortunately, our normal guy, Dono, is covering Hawk and Crowder today. So yeah. It will be a Louisiana connection for the last
time. See, my problem is, If I'm going to take off, it's because I have to do something.
Yeah.
If I don't have to do something.
Yeah.
Then I don't need a rest day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I enjoy it. It's fun.
It really is. I was thinking this yesterday, how blessed I am based off the relationship that we all have with each other, that I can come to work and just talk sports with my friends. You know, this isn't a forced relationship that I have.
Although everybody thinks I hate Tobin.
Yeah, exactly. People, you know what? People have the wrong misconception of you for many reasons. They think you hate Tobin. They think that you're some angry guy. They probably think that you're mean. But you're actually one of the most generous people that I know.
I'm not. But you know what? It's like as you get older, you decide. There are things that you're going to take a stand on that you just will not tolerate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And that's where I am. And so I think there's too many people in this world that get a pass to behave any kind of way they want to, because they can just turn around and say that person is being a Karen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I spent half my life getting booed by half of the people I played in front of. So you getting mad at me don't do a damn thing to me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
back of the line.
Like, right. So like, no. But until, and there's been times where Big Spoon is like, yo, you need to let this one go. Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're probably right. Right? You're probably right. I'm not one of those people that's going to keep it, you know, in my gut forever. You know, but if I have a problem with something, I'm not going to have that on my chest. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you have it. If you got a problem with it, then be better.
That's it. I mean, that's just accountability, Leroy. That's it. Just be accountable.
Think about this.
Yep.
You also have to understand the sport that I play. You understand the people that go to games and watch these athletes. And the compassion and understanding you want me to have, do you have that when your player fails on the football field? So I never got that. So now that I'm in the real world, right?
Yeah.
And I have that same kind of, from the time I was 18 years old to the time I was 34.
Yeah.
Right? The attitude that I didn't get no passes. I didn't get no understanding. I didn't get no, hey, he's playing hurt, let's get him, cut him a break. No. Yeah. You either do or you don't. That was it. You either win or you lose.
Very true.
Right?
Absolutely.
So if an athlete comes in and he have that same attitude in life, I don't get mad at him. He's been living under those rules forever.
Yeah.
As a young kid to now. It just sucks that the hardest thing in the world to realize, and it was hard for me to get, that the rules that I had to live by for most of my life, nobody else in the world could live by those rules.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Because I tell you what, if I call a business and I say, so-and-so told me this, well, that wasn't me. You will throw your coworker under the bus in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't there that day.
What if the quarterback were to say, well, he just got to catch the damn ball?
Yeah, true. That's not the kind of quarterback you want.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, it was hard for me to understand that them's the breaks. You live by a set of rules that nobody else lives by.
Now, during this time, as you were playing sports, there's times where you had to suit up in some pretty sweet uniforms.
Yeah. Well, not me.
Not while you're Cleveland.
I wore pumpkin. Yeah. I had the Browns. I remember one year. You remember when everybody had those ridiculous throwbacks?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
We said, Bill, we going to wear our throwbacks? We thought we was going to kick the orange pants or the orange jersey or something. He goes, you're wearing them.
That sounds like
I wouldn't mind if Cleveland came out with the white helmet.
No, that was nice. Cincinnati had that white helmet last year.
Had that white helmet.
Well, the Inter Miami soccer team has released some new uniforms. Have you had a chance to see them, Leroy?
No, I thought you were talking about football. You were talking about football.
Football, yes, indeed. This is the new Inter Miami Miami Dolphin themed jerseys they have here. Hey, huh?
Yeah. By the way,
yes, sir.
Can I just say something to Game Ops?
Yeah.
Don't put a turquoise uniform in a turquoise background. Like, isn't that 101? Like,
yeah, for right? sure. Nah, definitely.
I like them though.
Like them.
I like that. Think I like
pretty
that.
Pretty cool.
Are they gonna do the other color though?
What do you mean?
Like reverse the colors?
Oh, like orange jersey. And,
yeah, because
I'm a fan of the orange
Dolphins
jersey.
Do that. I like those Dolphins orange jerseys.
I'm a fan of them. I think Leroy, you and I are the only two people who like the Dolphins orange jerseys.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. I think it's
I tell you good. What, that color rush when they were all that was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like that one necessarily. Orange on orange, I'm not a fan of. But I had some ideas.
They had the teal on teal.
Teal on teal. We also had the, I remember one year we had the color rush orange on orange, and I remember colorblind people being very pissed.
Oh, remember they had two teams that had the same, like,
yeah,
like it was, oh,
I think they had like a, like it was Bills versus Jets, and it was like red and green, and those happened to be the two colors that colorblind people can't really tell the difference on. So it was definitely an issue. But yeah, where do you think this lands? Do you think this immediately puts it in the top five jerseys in South Florida?
No.
I like the Miami Heat Vice jerseys.
I'm gonna go Miami Heat Vice.
The throwback Dolphins jerseys are good.
But see, the throwback Dolphins jersey, the only thing different is the damn dolphin.
Yeah, I like
that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But I like all versions of the Dolphins jerseys.
Yeah, Miami Heat jerseys, not only do they have
the Vice. The Heat are number one. They could put maybe three or four uniforms up before this one comes up.
Yeah, true. The Marlins have that.
The Marlins, I like the vest.
Oh, yeah. The old school Marlins ones are good.
The old school Marlins ones. Yeah.
What do you think of the red sugar cane Marlins ones that they have?
I like the wasn't that the Cuba
something like that.
Yeah, I like those. I like the red ones. I like those. Yeah.
Classic Canes jersey. I don't know. I'm just a fan of that orange.
I like the, you know, the Canes. They change it up a little bit.
Yep.
I like their new stuff more than the old stuff.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's
you
fair.
Know what I mean. Yeah. I just and maybe it's just the way the whole uniform, you know, is put together. But I like the newer stuff. I like, and then they came out with all black one time.
Yeah, the black one.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
All right, so this one doesn't necessarily make the top five then.
Well, no, and can we say, like, listen, Inter Miami, you keep trying because you're newer to this.
Yeah.
Like, we talking about teams that have been around forever.
Yep.
So we have more of a pick.
True.
You know what I mean? But I would go, and keep in mind, the Heat or one.
Yeah.
They could go 3-4.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Because every year, most likely. You know, we go Vice, we go...
Yeah, reverse, you know, Vice, like, mashup. Right. Yeah.
Right. Like
even the throwback, the red throwbacks are good too.
Yeah, the red. Yeah. I go with the red.
Yeah. All right, well, good try, Inter Miami. We'll wear it, but...
I appreciate your efforts.
I would think
that they would kick the orange first.
Yeah,
that's usually the go-to, like for even the Dolphins when they want a nice little pop.
Yep,
you know, some jersey sales, they kick that orange.
Yeah.
So if I was Miami, I would have maybe went all orange with the teal writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or do something like the Heat.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of because they can mix it up like that.
All right, when we come back, a New Orleans, a New Orleans connection.
When I come back.
When Leroy comes back, a New Orleans connection with our boy Dan Day, who will be able to tell us how his mom and them doing. More Toby to Leroy when we come back.
I've been watching you a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Come on. A la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out. Leroy in here holding down the fort. Yep. Jay Fig in the background there holding down the video controls.
Not 12 o'clock yet.
Nope, not 12 o'clock yet, which is going to be significant today for two reasons. One of them being Jay Fig will make her appearance, and the second one being Dan Day is actually going to take over for me. From noon to two.
Frog boy.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
You got to bring in a closure sometimes, you know? I missed the first six innings. You know, I need a closer.
What are we doing?
Man, I need a closer in. And unfortunately, our normal guy, Dono, is covering Hawk and Crowder today. So yeah. It will be a Louisiana connection for the last.
I'll probably see, my problem is, if I'm gonna take off, it's because I have to do something.
Yeah.
If I don't have to do something,
yeah,
then I don't need a rest day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I enjoy it. It's fun. It's fun.
No, it really is. I was thinking this yesterday, how blessed I am based off the relationship that we all have with each other, that I can come to work and just talk sports with my friends. You know, mm-hmm. this isn't a forced relationship that I have.
Although everybody thinks I hate Tobin.
Yeah, exactly. People, you know what? People have the wrong misconception of you for many reasons. They think you hate Tobin. They think that you're some angry guy. They probably think that you're mean. But you're actually one of the most generous people that I know.
I'm not. But you know what? It's like, as you get older, you decide there are things that you're going to take a stand on that you just will not tolerate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And that's where I am. And so I think there's too many people in this world that get a pass to behave any kind of way they want to because they can just turn around and say that person is being a Karen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I spent half my life getting booed by half of the people I played in front of. So you getting mad at me don't do a damn thing to me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
back of the line.
Like, right. So like, no. But until, and there's been times where Big Spoon is like, yo, you need to let this one go. Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're probably right. Right? You're probably right. I'm not one of those people that's gonna keep it, you know, in my gut forever. You know, but if I have a problem with something, I'm not gonna have that on my chest. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you have it. If you got a problem with it, then be better.
That's it. I mean, that's just accountability, Leroy. That's it. Just be accountable.
Think about this.
Yep.
You also have to understand the sport that I play. You understand the people that go to games and watch these athletes and the compassion and understanding you want me to have. Do you have that when your player fails on the football field? So I never got that. So now that I'm in the real world, right?
Yeah.
And I have that same kind of from the time I was 18 years old to the time I was 34.
Yeah.
Right? The attitude that I didn't get no passes. I didn't get no understanding. I didn't get no, hey, he's playing hurt. Let's get him, cut him a break. No. Yeah. You either do or you don't. That was it. You either win or you lose.
Very true.
Right?
Absolutely.
So if an athlete comes in and he have that same attitude in life, I don't get mad at him. He's been living under those rules forever.
Yeah.
As a young kid to now. It just sucks that the hardest thing in the world to realize, and it was hard for me to get, that the rules that I had to live by for most of my life, nobody else in the world could live by those rules.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Because I tell you what, if I call a business and I say, so-and-so told me this, well, that wasn't me. You will throw your coworker under the bus in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't there that day.
What if the quarterback were to say, well, he just got to catch the damn ball?
Yeah, true. That's not the kind of quarterback you want.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, it was hard for me to understand that them's the breaks. You live by a set of rules that nobody else lives by.
Now, during this time, as you were playing sports, there's times where you had to suit up in some pretty sweet uniforms.
Yeah. Well, not me.
Not well, you're Cleveland.
I wore pumpkin. Yeah. I had the Browns. I remember one year. You remember when everybody had those ridiculous throwbacks?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
We said, Bill, we going to wear our throwbacks? We thought we was going to kick the orange pants or the orange jersey or something. He goes, you're wearing them.
That sounds like
I wouldn't mind if Cleveland came out with the white helmet.
No, that was nice. Cincinnati had that white helmet last year.
Had that white helmet.
Well, the Inter Miami soccer team has released some new uniforms. Have you had a chance to see them, Leroy?
No, I thought you were talking about football. You were talking about football.
Football, yes, indeed. This is the new Inter Miami Dolphin themed jerseys they have here. Hey, huh?
Yeah. By the way.
Yes, sir.
Can I just say something to Game Ops?
Yeah.
Don't put a turquoise uniform in a turquoise background. Like, isn't that 101? Like,
yeah, for right? sure. No, definitely.
I like them though.
Like them. Though?
I like that. I like
pretty
that.
Pretty cool.
Are we going? Are they going to do the other color though?
What do you mean?
Like reverse the colors?
Oh, like orange jersey. And,
yeah, because
I'm a fan of the orange
Dolphins
jersey.
Do that. I like those Dolphins orange jerseys.
I'm a fan of them. I think Leroy, you and I are the only two people who like the Dolphins orange jerseys.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand. I think it's
I tell you
good.
What, that color rush when they were all. Oh, oof. That was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like that one necessarily. Orange on orange, I'm not a fan of, but I had some ideas.
They had the teal on teal.
Teal on teal. We also had I remember one year we had the color rush orange on orange, and I remember colorblind people being very pissed.
Oh, remember they had two teams that had the same, like.
Yeah.
Like, it was, oh.
I think they had like it was Bills versus Jets, and it was like red and green, and those happened to be the two colors that colorblind people can't really tell the difference on. So it was definitely an issue. But, yeah, where do you think this lands? Do you think this immediately puts it in the top five jerseys in South Florida?
No.
I like the Miami Heat Vice jerseys.
I'm going to go Miami Heat Vice.
The throwback Dolphins jerseys are good.
But, see, the throwback Dolphins jersey, the only thing different is the damn Dolphin.
Yeah, I like
that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But I like all versions of the Dolphins jerseys.
Yeah, Miami Heat jerseys, not only do they have
the Vice. The Heat are number one. They could put maybe three or four uniforms up before this one comes up.
Yeah, true. The Marlins have that.
The Marlins, I like the vest.
Oh, yeah. The old school Marlins ones are good.
The old school Marlins ones. Yeah.
What do you think of the red sugar cane Marlins ones that they have?
I like the wasn't that the Cuba? The Cuba?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I like those. I like the red ones. I like those. Yeah.
Classic Canes jersey. I don't know. I'm just a fan of that orange.
I like the, you know, the Canes. They change it up a little bit.
Yep.
I like their new stuff more than the old stuff.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's
you
fair.
Know what I mean? Yeah. I just and maybe it's just the way the whole uniform, you know, is put together. But I like the newer stuff. I like, and then they came out with all black one time.
Yeah, the black.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
All right, so this one doesn't necessarily make the top five then.
Well, no, and can we say, like, listen, Inter Miami, you keep trying because you're newer to this.
Yeah.
Like, we talking about teams that have been around forever.
Yep.
So we have more of a pick.
True.
You know what I mean? But I would go, and keep in mind, the Heat are one.
Yeah.
They could go 3-4.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Because
every year,
most likely.
You know, we go Vice, we go. Yeah.
Reverse,
you know,
Vice, like, mashup.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
even the throwback, the red throwbacks are good too.
Yeah, the red. Yeah. I go with the red.
Yeah. All right. Well, good try, Inter Miami. We'll wear it, but.
I appreciate your efforts.
Yeah.
Would go, like, I would think that they would kick the orange first.
Yeah,
that's usually the go-to, like for even the Dolphins when they want a nice little pop.
Yep,
you know, some jersey sales, they kick that orange.
Yeah.
So if I was Miami, I would have maybe went all orange with the teal writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or do something like the Heat.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of because they can mix it up like that.
All right, when we come back, a New Orleans, a New Orleans connection.
When I come back.
When Leroy comes back, a New Orleans connection with our boy Dan Day, who will be able to tell us how his mom and them doing. more Toby to Leroy when we come back.